He could do the least things and hurt me the worst of any horse I've ever seen. He could just jump and squat and butt the saddle. And stout, you know, he's mean, he was just full of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to where I couldn't want to ride him, so I let this banker over here have him where you jump.
Mm-hmm.
Nice horse. I got him from the Dar Ranch on the inside of Red River, from that Dar. I bought him some Wretched Quarter Mares. Let's see, I got one Denmark and the rest of them buckskin quarter horses.
Mm-hmm.
We used to raise some good horses. Boy, you could ride them and you could have confidence in them. That's what I love.
Well, I imagine. I don't know much about horses at all, except for that miserable old mule I rode.
If he was to get on the horse and he was fall down me and hurt you, you wouldn't want to ride anymore. Mm-hmm. But these horses didn't fall.
Oh.
No, they wouldn't fall with you. Boy, I rode that horse years and years, and he never did have his knees on the ground.
Hmm. Well, it's mighty stable mount. Did you have any special term for a herd of saddle horses?
Saddle horses?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, if you're going into the good horse business, you know, you mean what you're going to call them?
Well, if you just have a group of saddle horses.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have roundups here?
Roundups?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you could do that, or anything like that to be.
I asked this question out in the panhandle. A group of saddle horses is called a Remuda sometimes, and I just wondered if that was common down here, too.
What was they doing up there?
Well, they call them a Remuda.
Mm-hmm.
That would be their herd of saddle horses that they take along.
Maybe that would be the name of the breed of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have a horse here they call a quarter horse. That's a mm-hmm. fast horse.
Uh-huh.
And then we have that Arabian horse is a fast, quick horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is just sensible. You see, I could put my foot in the stirrup like that. He was about, well, a tall man, you could just about put your foot in the stirrup like that. But when I put my foot up there, I'd kick this old horse on the side, and he'd lay down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting it at the ground, I'd just try to move it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sensible.
How'd you teach him that?
Just touch him on the side, and he'd just go down.
I wondered how you taught him that trick.
Kick him on the shoulder. You know, uh-huh. There's a little muscle-like hang back there.
Uh-huh.
I could put my foot in there and kick him on that, and he'd lay
down. He just caught on, huh?
Mm-hmm. He'd lay down.
Huh. You have any special word for a small jackass? Little one?
Just a little jack, I guess, would be called.
And did we, let's see, we mentioned getting horseshoes in a keg, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Was that game with those common?
Huh?
Was that game common with those where you had two iron stakes and you throw at the stakes?
Pitching horseshoes,
I imagine.
Yeah, pitching horseshoes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
put one here and one over yonder, you know.
Yeah.
That used to be an awful game. And we used these kind of shoes that wasn't set up in them days, so you do that with you know.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't been you put in the shop.
Do you ever throw,
excuse me?
You're stupid
and $5, you know,
it's
$6.
Yeah, $5.
That's a game that never bothered me. I don't think I ever learned that game.
You know, they dig little holes like that.
Uh-huh.
And slide the dollar and then pitch about a little further across this room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good game, you know.
Yeah?
Put them dollars in that hole if you can get your two in there and you pull it up.
Mm-hmm. You ever pitch at a line?
No, I never did.
I've done that. Only with pennies, though. Sometimes I'd have one of those. Did you ever throw round things at these stakes instead of horseshoes?
No, I never did.